We've been talking lately about the Middle East. As always, Israel is being asked to show restraint, even when actual missiles are being fired into her back door. Can you imagine if after Pearl Harbor, the rest of the world asked us to show restraint? But this is nothing new for the Jews. Since the beginning of their history, they've been blamed for absolutely everything, even their own victimhood. In fact, just to show our audience how little has changed, we have a special interview with an ancient Egyptian taskmaster, and this interview, exclusive to the Bob Siegel Show, is made possible through the miracle of time travel. Join us as we transgress the boundaries of time and space to meet the ancient Egyptian Tamar the Taskmaster.
Tamar the Taskmaster, welcome to our program.
Thanks for having me.
As I understand it, you have some trouble with the way the Hebrew exodus from Egypt has been taking place.
I certainly do. Our country has been devastated. Crops destroyed, servants in rebellion, people dead from plagues. It's all the fault of those Israeli aggressors.
You're calling them the aggressors? I understand the Israelis haven't been treated too well by you Egyptians.
Oh, you want to talk about treatment? Let's talk about it. Just look at what that Moses did to our river, changing it into blood. Our environmentalists are up in arms over this.
True, but you seem to be taking this one incident out of context. This all began...
Just a minute. I don't need a lecture from you on when it all began. I'll tell you when it all began. It began when Joseph and his family moved from those deserts and came to Egypt. This illegal occupation of our country has been the whole problem.
Wait a minute. Didn't Pharaoh press them into forced labor?
Since when did a little good hard work hurt anyone?
Slavery now is hardly a little good hard work. Your Pharaoh is a tyrant.
You want to talk about tyrants? How about George Bush?
No, you don't. No. You're not changing the subject. George Bush hasn't even been born yet. Let's get back to Egypt. Aren't the Hebrew slaves just trying to escape from the taskmasters?
Hey, lady, one man's taskmaster is another man's freedom fighter.
Now, you aren't going to argue moral equivalence, are you? The slaves are equally guilty as the slaveholders?
Sure they are. Or do you want to suggest that plague killing our firstborn sons is collateral damage?
But isn't Pharaoh responsible for these plagues? He keeps agreeing to let the people go and then keeps changing his mind.
So? What politician hasn't flip-flopped on issues from time to time? Is that any reason to destroy our entire nation?
I think slavery is the issue. Are the Hebrews supposed to enjoy slavery?
Nobody is asking them to enjoy it. All we ask is that they show restraint and give the peace process a chance.
But they didn't create the plagues. God did.
Yeah, well, that's another thing. Dragging God into this whole mess, that violates separation between church and state.
I see this isn't getting anywhere, so I'll thank you now for coming on the program. Just one thought to leave you with. Remember, denial ain't just a river in Egypt.
Oh, that's funny. That's real funny.